B-Pod Studios.
Team. The 83 team. Oh, we have the deep thought from Bob Cooney.
Well, you said it so quick. I think it's there's room for thought there. Without a doubt. All right, those two teams in a seven-game series.
Seven-game series.
Yeah, I'll take this Sixers team in six.
Six-game series.
I think Iverson could win you two.
Okay. I would say it would be a little easier for this team.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm going five. I think Iverson steals you one.
Well, you have one of the premier defensive centers on that team.
And Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, he's going to give Joel Embiid a little bit of run for his money.
But what happens when JoJo takes him out the top of the key?
But no, remember, we don't want him out there. Everybody says, get on the block.
If you got to spread the floor. We'll continue this conversation, but you know what's the only thing that could be possibly more important than this conversation?
I love you.
That'd be some cash money as you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WP in Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio only from Comcast.
It's springtime in Philly, and we've got the green.
Win $1,000 or maybe $10,000. This is 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
This hour's keyword is tip. Tip. Enter the keyword tip on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting tip to 45911 by 8:15 this morning, and we'll call you if you're randomly selected. It'll win $1,000. Everyone that enters on our app or website will qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword tip on the Fanatic app or 975thefanatic.com, or by texting tip to 45911 by 8:15 this morning. Powered by Farron Electric. Electric issues in your home. Trust Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Visit FarronElectric.com. Good luck. So you say six games, or would you go back to five? Would you walk it back to five, possibly?
I might have to walk it back to five. But you make a great point. I mean, that was a really good defensive team. And Dikembe Mutombo in the middle, you know, that's the likes of nobody Joel Embiid faces in the NBA now.
Correct.
That's interesting. But then, yeah, Ben Simmons. I mean, would you put Ben Simmons on Allen Iverson? I mean, you could play a collapsing defense with Jimmy Butler giving you help all the time on Allen Iverson. You know, that's I'm going to take it back, and I'll say this team in five.
This current 76ers team.
Yeah.
So then the only other one you can really look at right now is that 83 squad.
I'm sorry, 83 team beats this team.
Beats this team,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in six.
Who are you putting on Iverson?
I'm putting Jimmy Butler on Iverson. Wait, from 83?
No, from this team.
From Jimmy Butler.
I would have fun with it, I think. I think I might try to swallow him up with a Ben Simmons.
That's what I was thinking.
And have help coming from everywhere. Like, whoever's guarding Eric Snow, yeah, don't worry about him. You run to that Iverson guy.
All right.
Yeah, I would have some fun with it.
I will say the part that I think a lot of people would love in this, you know, whatever, supercomputer type of whatever matchup would be watching Allen Iverson cross over Ben Simmons.
I don't think he could do it as easy. Like, he can cross over anyone, obviously. Uh-huh. But, like, that length, that's tough to make up on.
He needs, what, a half step of space?
I guess.
He's by him, man. I think he's by
6'11 arms. Like, Iverson wasn't used to that.
Sure. But there's also a reason why power forwards weren't playing defense on him back in the day.
Well, yeah, it's a totally different. Ben Simmons is such a freak.
He is a freak of nature, incredible athlete.
Best kid alive.
But
it's a movie reference.
If you could go back and do that and watch that,
that would be fun.
Like, look, nothing was better than him over Jordan, but if you could just see the two generations come together and watch that happen.
I love my little dudes.
Maybe he wouldn't because he loves his little dudes. He didn't want to cross the guy over. But 83. You said the seventh greatest team ever, Bob, in the history of the NBA?
I think they are top seven. Yeah, they're up there.
How would they match up with this squad then? Going back to, and this is from Mark Zumoff telling us yesterday, the best team, the most talented team he's covered, the only one that's comparable is, of course, the team we just referenced, the 83 team.
Right.
How does that match up?
Well, your marquee matchup, obviously, is Moses Malone and Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
And Moses Malone was just relentless. Mm-hmm. Embiid would have trouble covering him. And look, Moses was only 6'10", 6'11", but it didn't matter.
Only.
That would be... That's a wash. And that's giving Embiid a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good Moses was.
Yeah.
So then you go out, go to the guard spot. Maurice Cheeks, a legitimate point guard, your prototypical point guard, a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. You got to go advantage 83. Andrew Toney may have been, and I've had many, many people that were around that team at the time tell me, Andrew Toney no doubt would have been a Hall of Famer if stayed healthy. Might have been the best player on that team had he stayed healthy. That's how good he was.
Dr. J was 32, I believe.
That's how good he was. Uh-huh. So, two guard, I got to give, I think I go advantage Toney there over, you know, J.J. Redick.
Uh-huh.
And then you go Jimmy Butler and who do we have here? Toney. Well, you got Doc and Mark Ivoroni was your four. So Doc was your was your three. So, you know, Doc, Jimmy Butler. I might take the younger Jimmy Butler, but it's only a couple of years. I mean, it was Dr. J, though.
Yeah, it's and then, three years, yeah.
Mark Ivoroni started at your power forward, but it was really Bobby Jones who came in and played that. So.
Yeah, because he only averaged around, like, 22 minutes. I remember looking this back years ago.
He played basically, got a few, they took him out of, like, that 6-7 minute mark. He got a couple of fouls. He bruised people up, and then Bobby Jones played, like, you know, 28 minutes a game. So, I'd have to go, 83 team in 5 or 6 over this one.
It's almost in the exact way you would have this team beating the 01 team.
Yeah. I honest to God, I've never even thought of that. We didn't talk about it show.
No, we didn't.
All. It just came off the top of your head, and it's a great conversation.
Well, I was thinking about it because of what Mark said yesterday. And as I always say, whenever I'm in the car and I'm driving home after the show or driving wherever after the show, you know, things will replay in my mind from the show.
Right.
And I was thinking about what Mark said, and I'm like, if Zumoff said that this team would beat the 0-1 team, no problem, basically because it's the most talented team, only comparable one would be 83. I'm thinking, okay, well, what's that matchup look like? Because it's fun just to go back in your mind and look. I didn't experience the team. I only learned about the 83 team years later, after they were obviously through their prime and all that stuff. And just being a Philadelphia sports fan, I wanted to go back and learn about it. So how would it match up against this current roster, right? And I think you just walked it through brilliantly. Now, the thing that matters most, though, is not how it would match up in our heads and our fantasies and whatever. But what matters most is how they match up against this Raptors team. And we're going to have a lot of time to go through this tomorrow and all that stuff. We also got to react to the draft show. And if you have your guy, we have we are taking calls to see who people want the Eagles to take, and also what do you want to see the Eagles go after?
I got a guy.
If you want to see him move up, if you want to see him move back, we did mine. I don't think it's going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. My number one thing, and it's funny, just going through some of the different mock drafts, whatever. A lot of teams do look at the Eagles' need as linebacker. Now, I'm obviously well-versed, we all are, in the fact that the Eagles never value linebacker.
No.
But I still want them to just get it done. I'd love to see them get Devin Bush. I'd love Magic to fall, and all of a sudden they are able to get that guy. That's my guy that I'm going to be watching to see where he goes. He's probably going to end up being a top 10 guy. And, Jamie, you're exactly right. As we were arguing earlier, they're not going to give up King's Ransom and move up from 25 to 10.
Certainly not for a linebacker.
Certainly not for a linebacker. Well, I don't think they're going to do it for anybody.
I could see them moving up. 10's pretty high. I could see them getting in that 15 to 17 range if there's somebody they really like. My guy might be Montez Sweat. He's got a little heart condition that's making him slip a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But he's a 6'6" guy that ran faster 40s than every wide receiver at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's produced at a high level SEC. Fletcher Cox, very familiar with him, being a Mississippi State guy. He's my guy. If you're going to trade up, I'd love to see that happen.
Okay. All right. Bob, who's your guy?
I'm going other side of the ball. I'm getting a playmaker.
You're going Hollywood?
I'm going Hollywood. A lot of these guys that were linked to the Eagles, I looked at their highlights and all that and everything, but this kid is... he sticks out. He is dynamic. His speed is unbelievable. I can see him. If they really are shopping Nelson Agholor, I can see him stepping into that slot right away. I mean, he catches the ball in traffic. His speed is incredible. He can split defenders.
Mm.
You know, you put him on what's already a good offensive team, a really good offensive team. I can't imagine what this would add to Carson Wentz's stock.
So you like Hollywood Brown, do you?
Yeah, I kind of like Marquise Brown.
And
he grew up an Eagles fan.
Big Eagles fan, that Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
So give up everything. Trade all the draft picks to get him.
I read a little something about that.
Yeah. Oh, you're calling BS, I can tell.
He's placating.
He,
he
has that.
He has that rubbing the beard type of look. You question his fandom?
Wow.
He's not even an Eagle yet.
I'm not just cutting the kid, Billy Media.
You don't want to come here, Marquise.
He's listening right now, and you're talking trash on his fandom.
He's
going to get drafted here and then demand a trade because he doesn't want to deal with it. No, but I, the thing that I read was that the reason he's an Eagles fan is because, now he grew up
in Hollywood, Florida.
In Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's from the muck. We'll ask Trey tomorrow. But...
No, that's not. I've been to Hollywood.
It's
a coastal town. There's a big Hard Rock casino there.
Anyway, right by
Fort Lauderdale.
I read that the Eagles were always on TV.
Yes,
and that's
what he said.
He became an Eagles fan.
Yeah. Nabb and T.O. And Westbrook, he mentioned.
Yes.
Oh,
isn't that the same thing we always rip Cowboys fans for that aren't from here?
Yeah, but it's not the Cowboys.
No. Exactly. He's one of us.
But that's how this generation of Cowboys fans have come about.
Well, I mean, who's he supposed to cheer for? The Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, I guess Miami's the closest.
How old is he? 21?
Yeah.
He hasn't
known a Dolphins team that's been good his entire life.
And you have a great Philly sports bar down there in the Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood area. So maybe a parent and uncle one time took him in and said, check this out. Look at this sea of green. These Eagles fans watching these. And he saw him on TV and he fell in love. You don't know, Mark. You just don't know.
No, but let me jump to conclusions for no reason. isn't he cousins of Antonio Brown? Aren't they related?
Sure.
He's not a Steelers fan?
Oh, no. No. He's not. Would you claim to be Antonio Brown's cousin? I would lose that.
Yes.
I would lose that right away.
Isn't it when you make all your millions? That's when you discover family you never knew before?
I wouldn't know.
Good point. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We got a wide open board for you right now. You want to give us your prediction, of course, for tonight. Who you want the Eagles to take? Here's what we got for you. Our callers of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we have a pair of Avenger movie passes. Two Fandango tickets, good for any theater that uses Fandango. Avengers Endgame, Marvel Studios. Avengers Endgame opens in theaters this Friday. We have that as well as a prize pack to give away for that movie. We also have ZZ Top tickets, a pair of ZZ Top tickets to give away with special guest Cheap Trick on Sunday, September 15th at BB&T Pavilion. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. All you got to do is be our caller of the day. We'll put you in the running for those fine, fine prizes. Coming up, if you missed Rhys Hoskins' home run and his home run trot. Now, he hit the home run, I think, around 9:55 last night. I believe right now he is rounding second base. Currently, he is rounding second base in Flushing, New York at Citi Field. We'll let you hear that home run as it was called on NBC Sports Philadelphia by Tom McCarthy, John Kruk as well. And then we'll also let you hear what Rhys Hoskins had to say post-game about a little fire being lit under the Phillies after the game from Jake Arrieta's comments when he made those comments the other day. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 8:12. You know what? Everyone loves a nice green lawn, but you don't want to sacrifice safety of our loved ones. You never want to do that. You don't want to sacrifice safety of your kids, your neighbor's kids, your pets, your neighbor's pets, anybody running around or anything running around on that lawn. So this season, call Natural Lawn of America because they use safer organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep those ugly weeds away. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn that you've always wanted. For a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's right, $100 off. If you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE and get $100 off right now. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Welcome back, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning, 610-632-0975. Do have to tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. For a limited time only, enjoy a round of golf at six of Pennsylvania's premier golf courses for just $69. Treat yourself or treat dad for the big day. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry before they sell out. And tomorrow we'll be back on Twitch TV with Farzetta and Trey and Bob Cooney. Trey will be back tomorrow from vacation. We'll have Bob, we'll have Jamie. Samantha will be back next week. You can watch us all on Twitch. Simply follow 975 The Fanatic on twitch.tv for our post-show showcast. So we're watching the game last night, the Phillies game, following it. Everything's going well. Phillies get an early run. Vince Velasquez looked like he was really holding down the fort pretty well for the Phillies. Things were all looking good. After a couple of games where they didn't look so hot, Phillies needed to have a good game under their belt. Didn't get a lot going for themselves offensively up until the eighth inning, when all of a sudden some small ball, and then out of nowhere, Roman Quinn gets injured again against a beautiful bunt that he laid down the first baseline, later advanced to second on a wild pitch or a pass ball, and then got hurt again and got taken out of the game. But the big thing, the big story of this game came in that ninth inning. Phillies get a walk with Bryce Harper. He's on first base. Reese Hoskins steps up to the plate, and of course, who does he face? And we knew this was going into the inning. He was going to yet again face Jacob Rahm of the Mets.
Why would the Mets do that, though?
Because this is why the Mets would do that.
I mean, because they wanted that matchup. Nothing from it, I guess.
They wanted that matchup. Who else were they going to go to? They were already down in the game, I believe, 4-0 at the time.
Right.
So, whatever. They're going to have him mop up some stuff. The guy's only played and pitched in 40 games in his major league career thus far. He's 26 years old. But they wanted Rahm to come in, I guess, get some more experience. I don't know. But nonetheless, Reese Hoskins comes to the plate. The same Reese Hoskins that Rahm threw at the head of in the previous two games, or twice in the previous game.
Right.
And everybody in the Phillies bench knew what was going on.
That's a troll move by the Mets.
100%.
I'm getting hotter and hotter about it as we go on here,
as
Mark.
You should be, Bob.
But you want it all to end. But go ahead.
Well, because I know what's next.
Yeah, it's
somebody
be
gets
fun.
Somebody gets, well, they will be fun to watch, but what won't be fun is when somebody gets suspended or hurt.
Right.
So try to make sense of it, if you will. So here you go. So Reese Hoskins steps to the plate. You got a runner on first base. It's a 4-0 Phillies lead. And Reese, we'll let you hear it in its entirety. I'll ruin it for you right now, though. Reese hits a home run and then proceeds to take a very long trot around the bases. Here it is, as heard on NBC Sports Philadelphia last night.
Anxious to buy.
Balls hit well to left field. Going back on it is McNeil. He jumps. It's gone. A two-run home run for Hoskins. And watch how long it takes him to get around the bases. He's going to soak this all in. And the Phillies take a 6-0 lead. This is a beautiful trot.
Still running. Still running.
For Hoskins is seventh.
When he heard T-Mac say home run for Hoskins, that's when he finally touched home plate. When it was all over, 34.23 seconds is what it took for him to go contact all the way around the bases to touching home plate. That's a troll move.
Yeah.
100% troll move, baseball. Everyone knows the rules, the unwritten rules, if you want to talk about that. You don't do that. However, after a guy throws at your head twice in the previous game and nobody does anything about it, you have your fun. You take your time.
And don't forget, like I said earlier, it was a line drive that barely made it over the wall. So he was busting it out to first base because it could have been a double off the wall. So he gets to first base quickly. Basically, it took him 34 seconds to go to second, third, and home.
That's a good point, yes.
Right?
Between third and home might have taken 13 seconds.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
It was like there was like 45 steps he took in between third and
everything
home.
He did around the bases seemed like it was in slow mo.
Yeah.
Like it seemed like the rock onto the bullpen that he always does.
Yeah.
That was like right on. And then he rounds second, gets the third. The handshake with your boy, Jamie, Dusty Wathen. That seemed like it was slow. He held another guy at third base, by the way, yesterday. He didn't send
them. He's not, in my book, Mr. Watham's on the hot seat.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Jamie's been on that for a while now.
Well, you have him in Steve Smith category? What do you have?
I'm not real pumped about him so far.
You remember Steve Smith, of course, right?
Yes.
The third base coach of the 08 World Series team. That team won a World Series, and he was so bad, the first thing they did was fly out and fire him. I think he was in Southern California, if I'm not mistaken.
And then they lost Davey Lopes over, what, like $120,000
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, it was like that in a better parking space. Yeah. I don't know. But it was stupid. But anyway, so you have the whole thing. He looks like he has the handshake in slow-mo with Dusty Wath, and after the game, he says, like, yeah, he savored every moment. Now, he said it was a good win, but I want to fast-forward to this part of it, Jamie. Now, after game one of this series... And we talked about it. After game one of this series, Jake Arrieta kind of called guys out left and right. Like, they didn't hold back.
No.
Most of it was okay. But then when he starts talking about how much he's trying to win and everyone else isn't ready, that's where you're like, all right, buddy, take it easy. So apparently it took a while for that to really sink into the minds of the players, because after this win, this 6-0 win over the Mets, where they salvaged the third game of this 3-game series, after that, Reese Hoskins decided to give a little shout-out to his boy, Jake Arrieta.
You know, I think with what Jake said the other night, we kind of maybe needed something like this to kind of light a fire under us. And it seemed to do just that. We got some big hits in big situations late in the game, and that was good to see.
All right. It took 2 days?
Yeah, it took a while to sink in.
It took 2 days after a game, especially when Reese Hoskins got thrown out twice, and the only person that even reacted that wasn't involved in the play was JT Realmuto, who, like, hurdled the fence in front of the dugout. That was it. That was the only guy that reacted other than Reese Hoskins. So they lose that game, and then they bounce back yesterday, and they were able to get the 6-0 win. It took 2 days for that to sink in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, here's my concern. Because after Hoskins did the slow trot around the bases, and by the way, one of the greatest things out there was the tweet that came from Mets Twitter, which was that Bartolo Colon rounded the bases on his home run faster than Reese Hoskins by 4 seconds.
Yeah, they're a little butthurt, aren't they?
Little fun fact.
Yeah.
Then Mets Twitter, the actual team's Twitter,
right,
put out a GIF of Ryan Howard from The Office, not Ryan Howard, former Philly, of the episode where Ryan Howard is marking down people's names that piss him off.
Yeah.
And then they also put up the date, June 24th, which is the next time they face the Phillies.
They blew a golden opportunity there. They should have gone Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison GIF. With the names on the list.
Yeah, but they're not crossing off the name Reese Hoskins.
Well, they should be. Because he sparked that up again last night. It's not ending. This is going to be an ongoing season-long thing with them.
See, that's the thing. And as much as I enjoy a fine baseball fight and all that fun stuff, right?
I don't know. I don't think you're enjoying it.
I do. But I feel like I would have loved Reese Hoskins to charge the mound 2 nights ago. Because it was called for. They were throwing at his head. Twice. And right. He didn't charge the mound. I feel like they lost an opportunity there.
Well,
that was the time to fight.
You got a lot of guys on the IL. So, you get in a fight, you get suspension, you get an injury or something. That could hurt you for a while. I think it was all thought out. We'll get them again somehow. First one, a home run, and then we're going to beat them at home.
Yeah, they're going to face them, 20 more times as the season goes on.
Exactly.
Right. But there's no time like the present. Somebody throws at you. I was shocked. When I saw Reese Hoskins square up and turn towards the pitcher's mound with both shoulders, I thought he was going to go after Rame right there. He didn't do it. I thought they lost an opportunity. The next best thing is him hitting a home run and doing the slow trot around the bases. But I hope this is the end of it. It won't be. Again, just like I want the Eagles to take a linebacker, they won't. But like I want this to be done now, it won't be.
So you got to start dealing in reality, Mark.
I hate reality. Reality sucks.
Yeah, you're doing the fantasy thing. This isn't over by far.
No, especially because he, again, 34 seconds to round the bases. It's not going to happen. But I now I'm concerned, because now they're going to throw at Reese Hoskins again.
Yeah, well, then you got to deal with it then.
If they don't fight then, like, I don't want them to, because some people get suspended, whatever, and it's delayed. Like
they can't throw at him again.
A thought out react. Of course
they can. Oh my God.
Of course they are.
They're totally going to throw at him again. This is a season long rivalry now.
I hope it is. I hope it's. I mean, look, I want them to make sure that every time the Mets come in, just like any other team, that they get their ire up or whatever. They're motivated. They're ready to play from the get go, and that they take care of business the best way they can with wins. If a fight happens, all right, fine. But I think that should have happened already.
It should have, and they blew it.
They absolutely blew it. But that's also my point. because they didn't do that, they got the next best thing, which was hitting a home run off the guy. But you, here's the other part of it. When he hit that home run, as I said earlier, the rest of the Phillies team acted like it was a home run in Game 7 of the World Series. Like, they were jumping off the bench excited for Rhys Hoskins.
Because they realized they screwed up the night before.
Yeah, but they're not going to... They're not... The guys from the dugout aren't going to beat Hoskins to the mound. Hoskins has got to be the guy to run out there
first.
But
you can show some effort.
Yeah, which was... Well, the only guy that showed anything was Real Muto.
Yeah, and I think Cesar got on the top step.
Ooh.
You know what? But, meanwhile, you see 12 Mets out on the warning track.
This just popped into my head. So Hoskins brings up Arrieta last night saying, hey, what he said was great and all. Do you think what Arrieta said probably rubs some people the wrong way?
Definitely.
So do you think those guys maybe not having Hoskins back maybe rubbed him the wrong way?
Probably.
Do you think maybe Hoskins last night was saying, you know what? Arrieta's right. Screw these guys.
Maybe.
Well, look at me, pot stirrer.
Yeah, look at you with the speculation, Bob. Who's your source? No, but if you're... See, with Hoskins, though, I think he's a young enough...
What do you guys have? What would you like to talk about?
I think Hoskins, though, is the type of guy to look at it and go, as a young player, and be like, you know what? He's right. Some of these guys weren't ready to go. But if I'm Andrew McCutchen, I'm like, screw you, dude. My knees bother me. I'm still playing.
If
like,
I'm a lot of those guys, I'm screw you, dude. Like, you gave up 3 runs in 6 innings.
Right.
Talk when you're 13-13 since you've been here, and you're getting $30 million a year.
See, again, that's why I go back to the, you want to talk about speculation, that it's because it was so early in the season and because you have so many injured guys, I feel like Jake Arrieta didn't like the way the guys were acting during the 2-hour rain delay.
Yeah, I think you were spot on with that.
And then when anything happened in the game, that was maybe
when
not
Cesar
going
to... missed the tag, he's going, well, yeah. Well, maybe if you weren't playing damn Fortnite in the clubhouse and we're thinking about the game.
Right. When it comes to this team that's already been called out for the Fortnite stuff, you have to think about, okay, well, how are they acting in the clubhouse during a 2-hour rain delay?
Yeah.
Because if I'm Jake Arrieta, I'm 33 years old, and I got the experience I have, and I'm watching guys but run around and play grab ass in the locker room or the clubhouse before the game, I'm
hell
going,
yeah.
This is an issue. And I think that's what you have to think about. That's what you have to consider. But back to the point at hand. I want this to be over with the Mets because I don't want to see anyone get suspended. I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I don't want to see Rhys Hoskins take a ball to the head and miss however much time. But if it's going to continue to add to the drama, then all right, boys, have at it. Like this, because I do, if you're a betting man, you do bet that this is not going to end with this home run try.
And what better team than the Mets?
There is no
come on, Mark. You have to embrace this. Don't run away from it. Embrace it.
I don't want guys leaving the field of play. I think Rhys Hoskins is more valuable playing for you than not. Is he not? That's the only thing I'm concerned. I'm concerned with the Phillies winning games. I'm not concerned with sticking my chest out.
Well, apparently,
Gene
Segura is the most important person for that.
He's the MVP.
They've really fallen apart since he's been out of the lineup.
Him and Bryce need to switch contracts. I want to hot take people.
Well, Bryce is on quite the strikeout pace himself right now.
Did he strike out against Fallon last night when they were playing the video game? That pissed me off. I'm watching Bryce Harper strike
MLB
out.
MLB The Show, yeah.
And then he goes out and does the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. and they're playing MLB The Show. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know why that bothers me. It shouldn't bother me.
Yeah, they have long days. There are a lot of free time.
He's the face of the baseball, and I know you want to have that guy on the Tonight Show, and I get all that. But when I'm trying to look at everything from afar, I'm like, dude, I know your on-base percentage is great. Hit more home runs or something.
He struck out now, I think, 31 times in 104 plate appearances.
Yeah. You had a name in the 5 o'clock hour that absolutely rubbed me the wrong way.
Chris Davis?
That's not a name I want associated.
Well, it was only in that the current strikeout rate he's at. There's like 18 to 20 guys in Major League Baseball that have
Chris
ever...
Chris Davis of the A's, not the Orioles, though.
No, Orioles.
Oh, wait. Chris Davis of the Orioles.
Yeah, when he was hitting all those home runs, he was striking out like 225 times a year. No. Not the really good Chris Davis. The bad Chris Davis.
Okay. All right.
The Chris Davis that has...
Well, the Chris Davis in Oakland hits a lot of home runs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. But yeah, he's just not on a great trajectory when you look at his strikeout rate so far.
Chris Davis has been red hot since he broke that streak. He has 8 hits since that streak.
That's awesome.
So 9 on the season.
Baseball's so weird.
Two of them are home runs. Let's not forget about that.
And he's getting paid how much this year?
This year, I don't know.
It's like $23 million or something.
I know it was
like
a $160 million contract. Yeah. Good for him. Hey, yeah. it's a good racket if you can get it, I guess. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Again, hit you with our giveaways today. We have the Avengers Endgame tickets. We have two Fandango tickets to any theater that uses Fandango, where you could go see Avengers Endgame. Opens in theaters on Friday. And then we also have our Fanatic Deal of the Week. We have six. You can golf at six Pennsylvania Premier Golf Courses for just $69. Treat yourself or treat dad for the big day. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry before they sell out. Once again, Pennsylvania's Premier Golf Courses. Six of them for just $69. Dave in Maryland. You're on 975. Speaker Chris Davis. Here's someone in Maryland. What's up, Dave?
I'm a friend of a bunch of Orioles fans, and that is the worst contract in baseball history, I think.
No doubt about it.
Love, last night watching the game, Reese doing what he did. Isn't that what baseball's missing? Is a little bit of drama, a little bit of, you
sure.
know. I think that makes the summer fun. I mean, you look, we're 2-3 against the Nats. We're 3-3 against the Mets. And, 3-0 against the Braves. It's going to be a fun summer. And, getting back to Arrieta, I like that he, said something, because isn't that what we always say, I understand that he's a pitcher and all that kind of stuff, but we want our athletes to have a little fire in them. And, he does. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think these guys are going to, they're going to respond. I really do. Reese, he could have charged him out the other night, but I think the DL thing, I think that had a lot to do with it. And, even Jake's comments had a lot to do with Reese not charging, because, hey, we need you out there, that kind of thing, especially now with Odubel and Segura being on the bench. I think if we had a full squad, it might be a different story. It's going to be a fun summer, like I said, and, it's not over. And I think the Phillies have the next ball in their hand, too. I mean, he's thrown over somebody's head. He tried to end his career. That could end somebody's career. Trotting around the bases. Okay.
No, that's the point. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. Put you in the running for some of our prizes here. But see, that's my problem. When you have to step back and think about it, it kind of takes the edge off. And I get the smarter play is to not charge them out because of everybody right. that's on the injured list and all that stuff right now in Major League Baseball with the Phillies and all that stuff. I get that. But they're throwing at your head, man.
Like, no, I hear you.
Like, I'm pretty sure the guys would have understood because they were throwing at your head. And if Reese Hoskins would have charged them out, he wouldn't be the only guy going out there either. Guy, it wouldn't be like, well, we got guys on the IL. We can't. IL is so weird to say. But guys on the IL, we can't charge them out. No, your guy's out there. One of your team leaders is out there. Your four-hole hitter's out there because guys are throwing at his head. You better get your ass out to the mound.
Yeah. I agree with you. Now it's been, you want it washed away, and I totally understand what you're saying, Mark. But you don't have that satisfaction of they need to feel it a little bit. They didn't feel a 2-run homer in a 4-0 game in a night.
Absolutely not.
They need to feel one on the ass. They need to feel one in the ribs. Uh-huh. Like they do. They need to feel it. That's still there.
June 24th, when these teams face each other again, I think it's a 4-game series actually in South Philly at CBP. How many times are we going to see Reese Hoskins home run trot and home run before that series? When in pregame live, right? Phillies pregame live. You don't think that's going to be shown again? Hey, reminder, last time in game, Reese Hoskins steps to the plate for the first time in the whatever, first or second inning, whatever it is. He steps up to the plate. What's the first thing you're going to see? The playback from last night.
Yep.
You're going to be seeing them set the stage to see what could happen, what could unfold. Whoever's pitching for the Mets, you know where that first pitch is going. It's either going at his head or it's going in the middle of his back.
Yeah, middle of the back I'm fine with. Head, no go.
And then
it's like
what?
Shane Victorino said that one. Victorino said that one time. Back. You can hit me. Just hit me here.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Hit me here.
Not
no head.
Head. Yeah.
That was the Dodgers series.
Yes, it was.
610-632-0975. The first time they faced the Dodgers in the NLDS, I believe it was, in that run that they were on. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up, top of the hour, we're going to revisit the NFL draft and what the Eagles could be planning with our own Tim McManus. Of ESPN.com. He'll be joining us. And then also, Adam Schefter yesterday, in case you missed it, it was a little earlier than right now, he chimed in on Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz fiasco, and what Schefter got into was sheer brilliance.
Oh, yeah, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Coming up here on 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, last thing I'll say about it for the time being. I think the reason the Rhys Hoskins thing not charging the mound two nights ago bothers me so much, even though he hit the home run last night. I think the reason it bothers me so much, it's like when you're arguing with your whoever, your wife, whoever it might be, and you laugh.
Kicking ass and taking names.
No, no, you're not kicking ass and taking names. You're doing the opposite of that. But then later you think of what you should have said.
It doesn't
the
have
jerk
the same
store
effect.
Called and they're running out of you.
And the ocean call. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's thinking of the perfect thing to say way after the moment's passed. That's what it's like. So now, if you're going to charge, if you're going to be upset about anything, the moment's passed.
It's lost its effect.
Well, and it's adrenaline
in the beginning. Yeah, and your adrenaline of actually kicking his ass.
Exactly.
Because then it's manufactured.
Correct. And it's not genuine. It's not a real thing.
Exactly.
Now, if he gets hit again, which he will probably in the first pitch of the next series, June 24th, thanks Mets Twitter, then you can charge the mound again.
Well, the way you stop that is you start it. You start with the hitting. You're pitching first, plunk,
but you
to start the game. Uh-huh. And then the umps are kind of like, oh, wait a second. Warning, warning.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Guys are getting thrown out immediately now.
All right, well, then he gets thrown out.
Well, okay,
then
so...
Then you bring up somebody from AAA to start, and, you know... Say, yo, kid, how good are you at hitting butts?
De Los Santos, is that who we just recalled?
Sure.
Was he up there last night? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the move you make then. You have him... I don't think... See, because the way it works, it's always the chess pieces. One, you move here, we move there. So the Phillies made the last move, so now it's up to the Mets to counter. I don't think it's going to go... You know, Mets move by throwing at Hoskins. Hoskins retorts with a home run and slow trot, and then it goes to call up a guy from the minors to hit whoever.
Yeah, he's going to
McNeil.
He's going to start the game, and you're going to have somebody warming up in the bullpen before he throws his first pitch.
Jamie, was that your boy McNeil?
Yeah, he's got the punchable face. Incredibly punchable.
He does have a punch. Now that I look at him.
Yeah, now you won't be able to get it out of your head. And every time you see him, you'll get angry.
I'm not a violent man. But I want to punch my computer screen right now because I'm looking at his stupid face. Anyway, that's the thing that I guess is the best analogy of all this is that if you do charge the mound or you do whatever after the fact, then it's like that moment of not thinking of what you should have said, thinking of a good point in an argument well after the moment's passed. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but no, the way you get that point across then is you start the argument over again from the beginning, get the juices flowing, and then you hit it with the stuff you thought of. Okay. So the way you get this all started again, you plunk them first.
Nonchalantly.
And here it goes.
Bringing the argument back.
Yeah.
What was that thing you said about how I don't know how to drive? You know, then you get back to that point.
Right, exactly.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. We'll see, of course, how it plays out. Now, in case you missed it, now, we got Tim McManus joining us at the top of the hour to talk all things NFL draft and where the Eagles are headed. Where he thinks they're going to go here.
Just saw a new mock on The Athletic. The Eagles taking somebody I think we'd all be excited about.
Who's that? Mm.
Christian Wilkins. Yeah, they have him slipping to 25.
Really?
Defensive tackle from Clemson.
Yes. Wow. That is quite the slip.
Yes. That would be nice.
Did they have Lawrence going before him?
Would it?
Would it what?
Well, if he's slipping that far, would it be nice? There's a reason he's slipping that far.
Oh.
Devil's advocate.
I've seen him go.
Now they have Lawrence going after.
Wow, Clemson not getting respected by The Athletic. How about that? So we'll get to all of that stuff from Tim McManus from ESPN.com when he joins
us. Last pick of the first round, Lawrence, to the Patriots.
Really?
That's what Dane Brugler, who's their college football guy, has.
Okay. I wanted to get to this because before we get more into the draft with Tim at the top of the hour, Adam Schefter joined us yesterday, as he does every Wednesday, usually at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, he joined us at 8:30. But Adam Schefter, I asked him about the McNabb quote, and really, it took McNabb out of the equation, but more so took the take itself of when the Eagles should even consider moving on from Carson Wentz. And what caused the whole pot to stir in Philadelphia was Donovan saying that if Carson Wentz can't get the Eagles out of the second round of the playoffs in the next year or two, then they need to start looking elsewhere for a new quarterback. This was Adam Schefter's response to that take.
With all due respect to Donovan McNabb, who was a great quarterback and who I happen to like as a person, that he's just wrong. He's just wrong.
How do you really feel, Schefter?
Well,
he
goes on to explain that this league doesn't have quarterbacks growing on trees.
He's just wrong.
And he says, if you are going to groom somebody, that is somebody you want to be able to adapt to NFL life rather quickly.
He's just wrong.
And Carson Wentz has done that. I mean, look, from the first, he got thrown into the fire after the Bradford trade and all that stuff, right? He played his whole rookie year. He had the injury in training camp or whatever. Played his rookie year. From the get-go, looked like that 10-year veteran, right?
Yeah.
He was still very good last year. I believe he was seventh in the league in quarterback rating and passer rating before he went out with the injury. With a broken back, he was doing that well in the NFL. That's pretty good. I'm not moving on from that. This is how good you know he is. You won a Super Bowl with another quarterback, and you still went back to Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I know it's Nick Foles, and I know how it adds up in a lot of people's mind, but for a franchise, for anybody to do that with a guy that they know could win because he did win, it shows a lot of confidence in your young quarterback.
Yeah, and if anybody has any doubts about Carson Wentz, even a smidgen of doubt, and you're still pining for Nick Foles, just go back and watch his highlights from the Super Bowl year. Watch Carson Wentz's highlights. He was simply spectacular. And there's no reason to think, barring injury, which was one of the things that McNabb said, but barring injury, there's no reason to think he can't get back to MVP form.
Absolutely. 100%. And the other part of it that Adam Schefter got into yesterday with us was that if the Eagles do want to move on from Carson Wentz, he's like, I have about 30 other teams that would like to talk to you about trading for Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Now, regarding this draft, there's a little piece of information that came out yesterday that should make people that are fans of other teams not named the Washington Redskins in the NFC East, the people should be pretty excited about. And that's a little nugget that was dropped on social media yesterday of Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder getting involved with the NFL draft. Not just getting involved. Jamie, what was the phraseology? That that he wants to run the show?
Yeah.
So Jay Gruden, their head coach, who by a lot of reports is on the outs already with Washington, and for whatever reason they just haven't made that move yet. Maybe they're waiting for the draft. I would doubt it because a coach would want to come in and have some say as to what the draft is. But apparently Dan Snyder is getting so involved with the draft that he's going to be pushing the buttons to make sure that his team gets who he wants in the draft. Is there any better meddling owner in sports? In the NFL. Let's see, you have Jerry Jones,
right?
And you have Dan Snyder. Both are in our division, and both are going to royally screw up their teams.
Yeah. That's pretty fun, isn't it?
I made the point the other day to Jimmy Kemsky about dumpster fires in the NFC East and the Cowboys really not being one of them, but they have a meddling owner. You never know. The Washington Redskins now are just a joke. Nothing short of a joke. Do I have to tell you that the 8 o'clock hour was brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. And you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.